Billy Bean joins us on Sports Byline. He played professional baseball for 9 seasons. 6 of those 9 were played with the Los Angeles Dodgers, the San Diego Padres, and also the Detroit Tigers. And he was dubbed the boy of every girl's dream by then Major League manager Tommy Lasorda. But he also is a gay former Major League Baseball player, and his partner of 3 years, Sam, died of a ruptured pancreas. And Billy was with him at the hospital all night, but because he was still in the closet, could not request a leave from the team. Billy, one of the reasons why I wanted to have you back on is that when you were with us the last time, your book, Going the Other Way, was really a condemnation on, I think, society and the way they thought at that particular time, and also sports, baseball in particular, for its attitude toward homosexual athletes and players. And I'm just wondering, given the conversation that's been going on, and you have people like Charles Barkley coming out and others talking about it, and Barkley's statement was really the strongest that I've heard in a long time, saying, hey, we all knew we were playing with gay athletes. What do you think is the atmosphere today for the acceptance of gay athletes in professional sports?
Well, first off, let me say, I don't know if I agree 100% that it was a condemnation as much as a commentary from my experience. And I think that the proof that the environment may be condemning to the reality is that no one since I have left or my story came out has come forward and admitted that they were gay as a player or are gay as a current player. So, I mean, I want to make people aware of the fact that I don't blame baseball for my struggles, and I love Major League Baseball, and it was a dream come true to play it. But the truth is, I mean, it's great when someone like Charles Barkley makes a comment like that they know that they played with gay players. I'm going to go out on a limb and say that, I mean, even as a gay man while I was playing, there was very few times, if ever, that I was sure. I don't know if I played. I mean, we kind of played in the same time period. He's a little bit older than I am, but I feel in baseball people hide it to such extremes because the environment is just really, really, it's an interesting, the irony that baseball is an individual sport played by a group of teammates, because you are judged independently, but you do need your teammates to kind of, you know, have your back, you know, for lack of a better phrase, while you're playing. You know, you see, you know, the idea that if a catcher and a pitcher don't get along, it's hard for them to play well, or, you know, if the communication between a shortstop and a second baseman, or there's just many ways, many examples. And also, you know, my feeling was always that, you know, most of the guys, if a guy was a good player, just as Charles said, they wouldn't have a problem. But there's always one or two people that really would have a problem, and they would probably be prominent, you know, a player who would have a say. And I also think most people need to realize that, you know, 90% of players are not superstars. And they are worried about their job security. So any invitation of you know, distraction is a risk, and common sense comes into play.
As you know, Scott Fujita of the National Football League is another that has come out strongly against any type of problem. And then you think about Charles Barkley's comments, but then on the other side in baseball, Todd Jones was quoted as saying he would never want to play with a gay teammate. Which one do you think is the prevailing attitude today?
Or how about Sterling Sharp saying that, yeah, the guys would take care of the problem on the field on Monday? You know what I mean? Which means the teammate would hurt another teammate. I played with Todd Jones, and he was a great friend, and I was gay at the time. He didn't know, so he doesn't even know his own capacity to, you know, and it's just an easy platform to stand upon when you live in a world that is comfortable with that kind of, you know, common thinking. Charles Barkley now is a prominent personality in the entertainment world, and there are a lot of, you know, openly gay people that are in production and direction, and he feels very comfortable because he's just a friendly guy, and he also is a Hall of Famer, and I hope and pray that everyone's reaction would be just that. And his exact quote was genius, that he'd rather play with a gay man who can play than a straight guy who can't. You know, it's simple. And that's the beauty of sports. And that's actually what this whole, you know, wave that is being sponsored by GLSEN, which is the Gay and Lesbian Straight Education Network, and the one that were the sponsors behind the Grant Hill commercial about it's not cool to say gay on the playground, and, you know, and now encouraging other teams. It's really just an education to, you know, if our superstars tell us something, we want to listen to it. And, you know, in my generation, Tommy Lasorda had a gay, you know, stereotypical joke every day during stretching. I mean, it was just part of, you know, the shtick. And I think it was comfortable for him. And my belief was always that he was subconsciously hurting and hiding the fact that his own son was gay, that he couldn't admit that. And that was sort of like, a reaction, a rebound reaction to, you know, if you will, it just something that was painful for him, and he was lashing out in a general way.
One of the things that surprises me a little bit, and you touched on it, is the fact that there are a lot of gay people in almost every other profession, and there doesn't seem to have been any particular problem in the workplace or just being around gay people. What makes it different in sports then?
Well, Ron, I mean, your listeners don't know, but you know, you've walked through major league clubhouses or NFL clubhouses, I'm sure, and you, there is just a different electricity that flows in a hyper, you know, environment like a major league clubhouse. And I think that, you know, once you're a superstar, it's cool to be a little different and be, you know, eccentric and, you know, dress differently. But when you're coming up, you know, historically, your job was to, you know, shut up and do your job. And so I just think that, you know, the nature of baseball is this. You go on, as a team comes to a visiting town and the fans, you know, it is protocol to rip them every which way but loose. So if you give them even more ammunition, a player is going to be subjected to some pretty difficult stuff. And I just know that when I was playing, and I've always told, even to my own community, which many times has been hard on me in print and online, because they think I'm endorsing athletes to stay in the closet. It couldn't be farther from the truth. I came out, and it was the greatest thing that ever happened to me, because I just stopped lying to everybody about everything in my life, and it took a lot of pressure off. But I will say that for the 11 years I played professional baseball and six seasons in the big leagues, I didn't have one moment where I had the confidence to tell one person that I played with, even a roommate. Or I just knew from what I was watching every day that this was poison, and this was a way to get out of the place I'd worked my whole life to get to. And you know, I don't know how it's easy for people when they are from the outside. And, you know, there is definitely progress. And I've written many editorials or op-ed invitations, you know, on ESPN.com or CNN, different outlets that all, you know, radio stations are, you know, listen to. And every time it's like it's going to take a player that seems untouchable for the masses to be comfortable for that initial jolt. And I hope it's sooner than later. And I think that if we keep creating an environment that is safe for kids in high school sports and maybe college sports and then soon Division I college sports, then ultimately it has to evolve into the major league sports, which are run by, you know, corporate dollars and advertisements, and teams need money. And, you know, it's like Rick Welts from Phoenix. You know, for someone who is a top administrator for in National Basketball Association, I mean, what he did coming out a month or so ago is huge. And now we'll see, you know, how that is affected. I mean, he's been in the game 40 years, and he was just courageous enough as a front office executive to come forward.
Do you think it's important for the leagues? We got about a minute before we have to break, but do you think it's important for the leagues then to come out and be supportive if a player does come out, and that'll send a strong message then, Billy?
Absolutely. I think the teams need to come forward first, and then a player is going to say, you know what, maybe they have my back, or maybe the pressure, maybe this environment is conducive that I won't be, you know, alienated or marginalized, and I can just go back to doing my job. I've invited, you know, he wants to, you know, be a strong role model for a huge component of our society. He would be a hero to me. He'd be a hero to many millions of people. However, you know, the big picture, and I say this to many people, I know we got to wrap up, is that when I was in my 20s and I was a Major League Baseball player, I thought of myself as a baseball player before I thought of myself as a gay man. And that's, I still think of myself as a baseball player. You know, my sexuality is a part of me, but it's not every part of me. And it seems that gay and lesbian people are, it's projected that our sexuality is 100% of us, and that's not the case. You know, to get to the big leagues in any sport, you've had to dedicate your life and be disciplined and be, you know, incredibly lucky and a blessed, talented athlete. And for someone to risk that, you know, it's a huge decision, and it's a decision that's been difficult for many to make to this day.
Very candid conversation, insightful conversation with Billy Beane, a gay former Major League Baseball player. We'll take a break, come back on the other side, continue across the country and around the world. We've got you on Sports Byline.